The Israel Report with Rolly Marks for the latest information and the stories behind the news.
Rolly Marks, how are you?
Finch, how's it?
How are you doing? Welcome back. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I missed you all.
And so you should, gallivanting all over Europe. Did you have a good time?
It was fabulous. I went to Prague. I highly recommend it to everybody. A magnificent city with quite an incredible Jewish history. And of course, just a few kilometers away from the city is Theresienstadt, which again, recommend that as many people as possible visit and remember so that we can learn from our history and prevent these kind of things from happening again.
Yeah, certainly. Europe is an interesting place from a Jewish history perspective. But while you were gone, apparently you didn't let us know that they were going to just declare a new capital. Or not a new capital, just redeclare the old one.
Well, it was actually quite funny because the Czech Republic, where I was at, you know, Prague is the capital of the Czech Republic, seconded Donald Trump's endorsement of Jerusalem as the capital city. I mean, to us, he was just declaring the obvious, and it seems that the world has gone crazy. And we know that if you look back to 1995, it was actually voted in by Congress to announce that or to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, as well as to move the embassy. And I have actually posted a video clip on my personal Facebook page, and you can see evidence of Presidents Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama also speaking about the fact that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel. So I don't know whether it's knee-jerk reaction because it's President Donald Trump that's saying this, or because, you know, score one for Israel, especially on the back of some horrendous United Nations resolutions. But this has happened. It's a momentous occasion. And it seems to have emboldened Bibi. I mean, he's not taking any nonsense from any world leaders anymore who are saying that Jerusalem is, you know, shouldn't be recognized, that he's flouting international law. Imagine we said that Paris is not the capital of France. We decide that maybe Lyon is, and that it's flouting international law to call Paris the capital of France. I mean, that's just me putting it out there, Bench.
Yeah, certainly I think that this will be a capital issue going forward. But life continues in Israel. What else is going on?
Well, sadly, it has been quite a contentious couple of days, starting on the weekend with rocket attacks from Gaza into the south of Israel, one of which struck a kindergarten in Sderot. And I ask listeners to take cognizance if that is resilience or resistance or political statement. I think that anybody who fires rockets at a kindergarten, a daycare center, must be some kind of terrorist. Not only did we have that, but we had a tunnel coming in from the Gaza Strip coming into Israel, which we managed to destroy. And yesterday, a security guard was stabbed. He's in critical condition at the moment. The knife very, very, very narrowly missed his heart, but he was seriously wounded by a terrorist in his 20s. He was 24. He was from Nablus, at the central bus station in Jerusalem yesterday. He is now in Shaare Tzedek Medical Center, and he's fighting for his life.
Yeah, serious issues going on there in terms of an uptick in violence. And of course, we've seen it even in Europe, in Sweden, and now in America. So it might be going towards kind of an unstable period. And besides Trump and capitals and terrorism, is there anything else going on that we should know about?
Well, what we should know about, and it's actually quite incredible, because despite all the brouhaha around Trump's declaration, and it certainly has every Israeli politician has come out from the far left to the far right absolutely endorsing this. I mean, anybody who's visited Israel knows that take out any kind of historical or biblical reference if you must. But if you look at what is set up in the capital, you've got our legislature, you've got our executive, the Supreme Court, the Bank of Israel, everything is in the capital, and all world leaders meet in the capital. So it baffles me as to why they are in an absolute frenzy about the situation. I think if they were meeting our leaders in Tel Aviv and all of a sudden we declared Jerusalem a capital, okay, fine, then get your knickers in a knot. But they all know, because they've all come here, that Jerusalem is our capital. Having said that, the markets and bilateral relations between Israel and other countries are really, really opening up. We've seen the incredible inroads into Africa, and I really hope that certain members of the ANC are listening, because you wouldn't want to fall behind now, would you? We've seen Latin America starting to open up for Israel, as well as the Arab world. And coupled with this, a couple of months ago, we heard from the king of Bahrain, King Hamad bin Al Isa Al Khalifa. I know that's quite a noble and royal name. But he promised Rabbi Avraham Cooper, who is the associate dean of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, months ago, that he would ensure free or the ability for his citizens from Bahrain, from his kingdom, to travel freely to Israel. And he's made good on his promise. We have a 25-member Bahraini delegation. They're here in Jerusalem. It's a small delegation, but it's hugely, hugely, hugely symbolic, as it shows that ties between Israel and the Kingdom of Bahrain are kind of normalizing. And while there are no government officials, it's very important that this group, who has been hosted by the Simon Wiesenthal Center, are here. You know, they're here to gain an understanding of Israel, of its history. They're here with an NGO, and I think that it's an incredible statement. But needless to say, our neighbors in the south, primarily under Hamas, are a little bit ticked, Benji.
Yeah, certainly never boring in the Middle East. But Rolene, keep your head down. Put your feet up, unpack your bags, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Israel Report.
We'll absolutely see you. And Benj, I have to give you a little plug.
Me? I have a plug.
Yes, you.
It's plugged in the computer.
We're so impressed by the Yalla Yebo project that took place between Israel and South Africa a couple of weeks ago, and I know that you were absolutely instrumental. So not only is Israelink going to give your article a major push in the next coming days, but we're putting in some interviews and some podcasts with your Yalla Yebo crew, Benj. So kol hakavod to you and your team on a tremendous, tremendous project. And this is what it's all about, bringing people to gain a better understanding.
Oh, Rolene, thank you so much. I've gone the same color as the red light in the radio station that says I shouldn't talk on air. That we use to when you talk or not talk. So I appreciate it. If you have no idea what Rolene is talking about, there was a campaign with the South African Friends of Israel that I did a bit of work with, where we took two Israeli Instagrammers and two South African Instagrammers, and they took pictures of the countries together, and it really was a really moving and beautiful experience. So I'm glad to see that it's getting a bit of action on the internet. So Rolene, thank you so much for helping us out there, and we will chat to you again tomorrow.
Same time, same place tomorrow. And just before we go, I think we need to have a look at New York and what is happening in New York at the moment. We do know that a possible terror attack has taken place within the last 2 hours. What we do know is that a Bangladeshi national has been arrested. What they think has happened is that a bomb detonated prematurely in the subway station near the Port Authority. Thank goodness, thank goodness, thank goodness, there were only 4 mild injuries, because it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, those are the stories that we are following today. Rolene Marks, thank you so much. We'll chat to you again tomorrow.
Same time, same place.
See you then. That was Rolene Marks. She comes in every day with our Israel report, and she will bring you all the news that's fit to talk about from Israel. And now we'll take a short break and we'll come back. We're just going to listen to a bit of music, chill out a bit, and then I've got some amazing stories for you on the International News Roundup.